Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bears. The Bears. Covering the Bears for WGN Radio.
Victory.
On the phone with us, Adam Hogue. How you doing, bud?
Morning, guys. I'm good.
I had to send Adam an email after your appearance last week because I felt so bad. I was so frustrated with the Bears because I'm a season ticket holder. I give them money to see this on the field. I just get mad when we talk about the Bears.
Hey, look, I talk to Hamp, OB, and Kaz, and Carm every week. I've been doing this for 6 years. I am used to being the radio station's Bears punching back. That's
okay.
Kind of your role when you're the reporter for the team. I feel that way, so I embrace it.
Okay.
Everything's good.
Well, I thought it would be fun that we could give out our year-end awards. We'll go through some categories. Everybody can chime in if you'd like, okay? How about the player of the year?
I got to go with Jordan Howard.
Okay. Jordan Howard.
Had a great rookie season, although I will say if your fifth-round draft pick rookie is your player of the year, you're probably looking at a 3-13 season.
Wait, he's on our team, right?
Yes.
Jordan Howard, he's been a bright spot this season.
Fourth-round pick, Indiana. The next something.
Player of the year, I agree 100%. Jordan Howard has been a bright spot. Andrea, do you want to chime in? Carmen?
With what part? Jordan Howard?
Player of the year.
Oh, player of the
Who's
year.
Who's your player of the year?
Right. I would agree. Jordan Howard, absolutely.
Okay. I would agree, yes.
You have no idea.
Matt
who
Barkley
Jordan Howard
until
is.
Last week.
No, not Matt Barkley.
I love Matt Barkley.
All our players are either sick or out or.
Well, how many are on the IR? 18? Adam?
We're up to 19 now.
19 on the injured reserve. Okay.
I was into Josh Bellamy, too. I love the way he drops passes. This guy's amazing.
Save it. It could be a category. Biggest bust of the year, Adam?
Well, I hate to kill a guy who's just been hurt, but come on, he's your first-round draft pick from a year ago, and he's still hardly been on the field. Kevin White has to be the biggest bust.
Kevin White, I agree 100%. I think he's done. Is he done?
I hope not. I hope not, but, man, you wonder if that leg is just going to continue to be fragile. And you hope it's not because he has a lot of talent. But if your leg keeps breaking, you can't play.
Right. And did he play one game this year?
He played four, and he actually started showing some really positive signs in week three and four before he got hurt. So I can't kill the draft pick. I understand why Ryan Pace made it, but man, it just sucks that he's been hurt.
Biggest bust of the year, Mark?
Jay Cutler. Couldn't stay on the field. 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Coming off a great season, he was awful. That's the end. Brutal.
Andrea?
I'm saying Cutler, too.
Cutler?
Yeah.
All right. End of year awards. Adam Hogue on the phone with us. Most likely not to be quarterback next year. Adam?
Man, this was hard. I thought about this for a while because this is really a toss-up between these three guys, Jay Cutler, Brian Hoyer, and Matt Barkley. But I'm going to say Hoyer. Because I think Cutler's contract still keeps him in play to stay around, and Matt Barkley showed enough, and he's younger, that they might try to keep him. But I could see Hoyer back, too. I'm just going to go with Hoyer to answer this question.
Hoyer's gone. Okay, so if they keep Cutler, they have to pay him $18 million. If they cut him, they pay him what, two?
If they cut him, they actually don't have to pay him anything, but there's still about $2 million left over from a cap perspective just because of his signing bonus.
Okay, I say Cutty's gone.
So do I.
Okay.
Me too.
All right. Most likely to get fired off the coaching staff, Adam.
I think it's offensive coordinator Dow Loggins. There's a possibility, I guess, that both of these coordinators could be in trouble. But I think with Dow Loggins being so young and some of the questionable play calling, I think he's most likely. Although I could still see this whole staff being kept intact completely.
Really?
I
agree with you with the offensive coordinator, but I think Vic Fangio, I think he's had it. I think he leaves.
I could see that. I mean, I think there's some friction, maybe some frustration with what he's working with here. But he is under contract, so it'll be interesting to see how this plays out next week.
Mark?
I'm going with Jeff Rogers, special teams coordinator, bad hair.
That's the only reason.
Andrea?
I'm saying Fox.
Fox. You think Fox is going to get fired?
Done.
Okay. All right. Comeback player of the year.
Wishful thinking, maybe a little bit.
Who's the comeback player of the year?
I mean, I couldn't think of anybody besides Pernell McPhee.
Look at it. I have it written down.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, no one's really come back, though. I mean,
right.
Everyone's either gone, fired,
or injured.
There's like really only one guy that came back from anything. That's Pernell McPhee.
Right. Right.
I mean, I'm being ridiculous throwing out bad hair for the coaching reason firing, but how could you – Pernell McPhee, he was good last year. He can't be the comeback player of the year.
Who else do you have?
I don't know.
The kicker.
It's a fair –
Well, he was injured when? When did he get injured? Towards the end of the season last year, right?
Yeah, late in the year.
He's been injured the whole year. How many games has Pernell McPhee played?
Who else is going to pick? Kyle Fuller, who didn't even come back?
Yeah, he didn't come back.
Can Matt Barkley be the comeback player of the year because he never did anything?
He's got
some. It crossed my mind. Okay. But again, what's he coming back from?
Right. It's fair. I say McPhee, too. Andrea?
Can I ask Hoga a locker room question?
Sure.
Do they go in the locker room and are they like, oh, we suck? Or is it more of a, oh, we're coming back? I mean, you guys have been in locker rooms.
Yeah. Obviously, it's only open to us for 45 minutes a day, so you don't get to see a lot of it. But I think it's mostly positive, and you got to understand this is their job, you know. So they do treat it like, hey, you show up in the morning, you just get your individual work done, and you go home to a certain extent. So I don't think that they're openly criticizing each other. You know, I'm sure when they go home to their wives and their kids, maybe there's some honesty there.
Right. If you have nothing to play for, I don't see any fire in your belly, and you don't want to get hurt, okay? I mean, we're terrible this season. We're 2-12 right now. I'm sorry, 3-12.
Yeah, don't sell short.
Sorry.
So what was it, comeback player?
Comeback player of the year.
I'm saying White.
No, he didn't come back. He got injured again.
All right, yeah, McPhee.
Yes.
He was back for a moment.
Adam, can you hold on a second? We're going to check traffic, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the softest player award, worst attitude, player position most likely to take in round one of the NFL draft, most surprising player of the year, and more, okay?
Okay.
WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. On the phone with us, he covers the Bears for WGN Radio. It's Adam Ho going through the end-of-year awards. We are on the softest player award. Who is the softest on the team, Adam?
Kyle Fuller, who had a knee scope in August.
Wow.
Didn't play a single game. Basically, his coaches called him the softest player on the team by saying it was up to him to come back. We medically cleared him, and he decided not to.
The Derrick Rose of the Bears without the MVP award.
It's a good comparison, and every time I tweeted about Kyle Fuller in the last 2 weeks, my responses on Twitter were immediately about Derrick Rose.
Really?
See, that's just wrong to Derrick Rose, but go ahead. We're talking about the Bears.
So is Kyle Fuller still under contract? Is he back next season?
He does have one more year left on his contract. However, I would imagine the Bears are going to try to trade him. Because it's affordable. It'd be like $1.7 million for whatever team's picking him up, and he is a former first-round pick. So I think someone would take him.
Softest player award, I say Elshon Jeffrey.
I just think
he is soft. I don't think he's given 100%. I don't think he wants to get injured. He wants a contract next season from another team. He wants off the Bears.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I could see that as a possible – as a possible second. I will say, though, he was voted a captain, so I think he's sort of misunderstood sometimes.
How about play hard? And
yeah,
you'll gain me as a fan. All right, Mark?
I'm going to go with Jay Cutler because he could have come back, I think, from the thumb earlier, but was having a little bit of a pouty face going on. Perhaps with John Fox, that's at least my interpretation of what went on, so I'll go with Cuddy.
Oh, my God. That guy's the toughest player on the entire team. Just because he made him. That's the worst answer anyone could have given in this entire thing.
Okay, first of all, I am entitled to my opinion. Second of all, many people agree that all of a sudden, Dan Hampton included, which I will call him up and send him after you, a lot of people thought that Cuddy could have come back, didn't come back until, oh, you want to try this Brian Hoyer thing? Go ahead and try it. Okay, oh, now he's hurt? Okay, fine, I'll play. Miraculously, he was just healthy when Hoyer got hurt. How did that happen, Adam Hoge?
The timing was suspicious, but I think that had more to do with the coaching staff than him.
Oh, okay.
He definitely gets Remember the poutiest.
All, yeah.
Andrea, softest player?
Poutiest Cutler. Softest player, I'm going Cody Whitehair.
Cody Whitehair.
I don't even know who that is, but I don't. I just like the name. I thought I'd mix it up a little bit.
I don't even know who that is, and I watch the games every week.
Love that name.
Whitehair, officially soft.
Who is he?
He's the center.
Cody Whitehair?
Cody Whitehair is our center?
Yeah, rookie center out of Kansas State who's actually been phenomenal.
Okay,
he
yes.
That's a great draft pick. Somebody that seems he's going to be around the Bears for a long time.
Don't tell that Obradovich that he does not agree.
Who was our original center that got injured? Groff or what was his name?
Kreutz.
Hronis Grisou. Hronis Grisou. Yeah.
Okay.
Hronis Grisou.
Worst attitude. Worst attitude. End of season awards for the Chicago Bears. Adam.
I'm going to double up on Kyle Fuller, who not only it was soft not coming back, but also just when he talks to us, it is by far the worst attitude in that locker room.
Okay, wow. Kyle Fuller, you're down on him. I say worst attitude, tie between Alshon Jeffrey and Jay Cutler. I noticed that you don't throw Cutler under the bus.
Because I do think he's tough. When I evaluate his play, I do. I mean, he never reached his potential. There's no doubt about it. When we look back on the Jay Cutler era, it was a failure. Absolutely. But I don't think he is fairly – I don't think he's given enough credit in this town, actually.
Okay. Worst attitude, Mark?
I'm going with Joshua Bellamy, who has a bad attitude because he can't catch the football when you try to win games. Bad attitude, bad focus.
You may want to save that for the next category. Andrea?
Cody Whitehair. No, I'm going with Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler.
Mr. Pouty.
Okay. Worst player on the team that actually gets playing time. Adam?
I'm going to go ahead and do Josh Bellamy there.
Josh Bellamy?
I don't understand how... I mean, I know they're depleted at wide receiver, but I don't know how many catches you have to drop before you lose playing time, and he's still out there all the time.
I agree. Josh Bellamy. Mark?
Josh Bellamy looks great in the locker room, incredible physique, so I'm going to keep him out of this one because I'm really impressed by his yoga and weightlifting. I will go with running back Jeremy Lankford, who I thought was going to have a huge season and just has been significant disappointment. I know that Jordan Howard's been in front of him, but a disappointing year for Lankford. Ho, you want to argue with me on that?
No, only because he didn't. But I don't think he's been bad. I just think he lost his job because of injury, and the guy who took it from him has been outstanding.
Right. He's our player of the year. Andrea?
Kadeem Carey.
Kadeem Carey.
Now I'm just picking names that I like. So he could be awesome.
Worst player on the team.
No, he's good. I'm saying Cutler. I'm on Carmen's, throw Cutler under the bus.
It's a very fun train to be on.
Bandwagon.
Adam, player position most likely to take in round one of the NFL draft?
Well, I think their greatest need is in the secondary, but I'm going to say, to answer the question, more likely they take a defensive lineman just because of where they're going to be picking in the top three, and I think there's going to be some really good players to choose from there. Much better players that are going to be available that early in the secondary.
I say a wide receiver. They need somebody to catch. Mark?
I agree with Adam Hoge. I think they're going defensive line. I wouldn't be unhappy if they picked a quarterback, though.
And Andrea?
Jeff George Jr. Come on, wouldn't that be cool?
Is Jeff George Jr. For real?
He is. He's the quarterback. Well, he's the backup quarterback for the Illini.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been my answer for worst player on the Illini.
Wow.
Thanks, Adam, I know.
Jeff George. That's what Jay Cutler is, an overpaid Jeff George. And finally, most surprising player of the year, Adam.
It's got to be Matt Barkley. I mean, come on. This guy came out of nowhere. I had completely given up on him as a player, and especially after that, when he came in Green Bay earlier this season, I said, oh, he just can't play.
Okay.
And then even though he threw five interceptions the other day, the other four starts were really, really good. That surprised me for sure.
I say linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski.
Oh.
I think he I like him. I think he's solid. I think he's a fighter. I like him.
You know that they picked him ahead of Dak Prescott, who's the greatest rookie quarterback in the history of the
Come
NFL.
On. We all make mistakes. It happens. Mark, most surprising player?
Most surprising player. Good question. I should have my answer. I don't have it. Jordan Howard. I'll go.
Howard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not think that this guy was going to, I mean, 5 yards a carry, that's a huge stunner.
Andrea?
Jay Cutler.
Jeez. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were still back on
most surprising and, player.
Yeah. All Pernell right. McPhee.
Pernell McPhee. You don't care. Adam Hoge. Adam, Happy New Year. I guess we'll talk to you next week.
You too, guys. Happy New Year.
All right. Thanks, brother. It's 720 WGN.